606.
And we are hopefully joined on the line by Anne-Marie Toomey. Anne-Marie?
Evelyn.
There you go. God,
we're back again.
Your mobile phone is better than your landline. You better be good now. Talk non-stop about you for 4 minutes. Go again. Sorry.
Well,
metal work. Yeah,
well,
go for it. Yeah,
again.
Absolutely. Okay. Please do. As quick as you can. Excellent.
Okay. Again, remember, the theory paper on Tuesday is 25%. So question one, section A and section B are two compulsory questions. So make sure you answer those two questions. Your four and your two-stroke engine, identify the parts and state the functions of the different parts, spark plugs, piston rings, etc. Induction, compression, power and exhaust. Your inventors, I've got a list of those on the website, so take a look over them. Properties of materials, hardness, ductility, malleability, etc. Again, that can pop up anywhere in the question, as can alloys. Be able to give your examples of your alloys. Thermosetting plastics, be able to give an example of each and an object that's manufactured from it. Your electrical symbols, be able to identify them and state the functions of, like, resistors, motors, LEDs, etc. Part B, your project. So think back to the project that you've been making for the last few weeks. Know how each of the parts were marked out and what they represent in a real-life situation. For example, the flywheel part number 13 was made and laid faced off, parallel turned, centre drilled and parted off. Your clear acrylic part of the valve chest, again, was marked out, drilled, filed, polished, heated on the strip heater, bent 90 degrees and allowed to cool. Know how the circuit works, the battery, the two LEDs, the switches and the resistor, and what the parts represent in your real life, like the cylinder, what that does, and the piston, what that does. Question two, the design process. Be able to talk about the 8 steps of design process. You're going to be given some sort of a design to make an improvement to it. Use a sketch and make sure you label it and draw it in pencil, and some sort of a finish, like painting, galvanising. Question three, turning and drilling. Be able to identify the parts in the process, such as parallel turning, facing, taper turning. Could be given a diagram there, or to name the parts of a lathe, like tailstock, headstock, your drift drill, Morse taper, pilot drill, countersinking, tapping hole, clearance hole, etc. Be able to calculate the cutting speed given a formula, and why drills are lathe run at different speeds depends on the material, type of thickness, and the size of the drill bit or the process. Again, on the website, I've given a list of different types of tools to be able to identify them and state their function, Jenny calipers, odd like our toolmaker's clamp, etc. They're all on the website. Question four is a very important question. Your furnace is a very easy question. Be able to identify the different furnaces, blast furnace, electric arc furnace, basic oxygen furnace. It's what goes into it, what happens when it's in there, how it's emptied, and what comes from the furnace. Remember, a blast furnace is iron, and a basic oxygen and electric arc is your steel. So remember that. That's very important. Don't get those mixed up. Your alloys, be able to give an example of some alloys. You know, you might be asked what is brass, copper and zinc, etc. Mechanisms, pulleys, gears, calculation of gears, what a gear train is, types of motion. Again, you also could be to your properties of your materials. Question six, your joining, like soldering, safety in soldering, your colours of your three-pin plugs, function of a fuse, circuit breaker. Again, identify your electronic symbols. See, things pop up every now and again in the same questions. Decorative metalwork, polishing, molding, engraving. Question number seven, the last one on the paper. CNC, be able to say computer numerical control, identify the parts, your stepper motor, emergency stop, your G codes, M codes, absolute incremental dimensioning, CAN cycles, test runs, your jog keys, your plus and your minus X and Z coordinates, safety in CNC, advantages, different types of computer terms, hardware, software, input, output devices. And again, always make sure that if you're drawing a diagram, draw it in pencil, label it nice and clearly, start each question on a new page, label them part A, B and C on the inside of the margins. And if you get a little bit of extra time, you know, maybe perhaps even do another question. But again, remember, 25% is what the written paper is on Tuesday. Think of your project and your practical, and, you know, you've done so well already that, you know, you're nearly there now at this stage.
Okay, the 25%, it's to get you the B and the A, come on.
Absolutely. The A's in the bag now at this stage, you know.
Okay, fantastic. Metalwork done. In depth. Love it. Engineering, Ms. Toomey.
Engineering. Okay, again, remember, question one, section A and section B is also a compulsory question for the engineering side of it. Section A is a summary of the whole course, so you could get everything and anything in there. Again, I've left a list on the website of different topics that could come in there. Section B is your specialist topic, your principles of and operations of turbines. So in there you need to consider your hydro, steam and wind turbines, how they operate, and the applications for them, kinetic energy, electrical energy, chemical energy, mechanical, etc., and how the turbines are made up. Again, I've got some example questions on the website as well. Question two, nice, good question. Material testing, you got your destructive testing, toughness, ISO and Sharpie, harness, Brillo and Vickers. Be able to describe the test, identify it, how it's carried out, the advantages and the expected results. If you're asked for your tensile test graph, be able to to graph your stress versus your strain, calculate your proof stress, Young modulus and the elastic limit. Non-destructive testing again. Make sure that you can identify the different types of tests like visual inspection, ultrasonic, X-ray, magnetic particle, dye penetrant, etc. Describe the test, what type of material is used for ferrous or non-ferrous, what types of flaws, internal, external, surface flaws, fatigue failure, creep. Again, it could be various different types of properties of materials in there. Your iron equilibrium diagram in question three, be able to label the diagram and say what the structures of the ferrite, perlite, etc., and mark in your upper and lower critical temperatures and your eutectic point. Also possibly in there some sort of heat treatments, instruments for measuring the temperature inside of a furnace. Question four, equilibrium diagrams, again, be able to label those diagrams, again, marking your eutectic point, very important. Line defects, crystal defects, again, look back over the exam papers. Your welding, if you're given a welding process, make sure, possibly there, even draw a diagram and label the diagram. Be able to name the process, the equipment that's used, the operation itself, and an application. Like, where would you use TAGS welding, or where would you use oxyacetylene welding? And last part of that question would be robots, advantage of robots, work envelopes and applications of robots. Your polymers question six, be able to say why plasticizers, fillers, etc. are added to polymers and what kind of properties they are going to give them. Additional and co-polymerization, again, possibly diagrams there to help to show the different structures. If you're giving a manufacturing process for plastics like vacuum forming, colouring, extrusion, etc., again, a diagram is also very useful there. Name the process, what type of polymer, is it a thermoplastic, a thermosetting plastic, powder or granular? Describe the process and what sort of end product comes from it. Your secondary and primary bonds for your thermoplastic and your curing for your thermosetting plastics. Question seven, a bit of a mixture of a question there. Some sort of machining, could be milling, grinding, turning. If it's grinding, make sure you know your grinding wheel, your abrasive, your bond, your structure, grinding wheel dressing, loading, glazing, etc. Your turning, be able to know your rake angle, clearance angle, chip formation, continuous, discontinuous, built-up edge, forces on a cutting wheel, tool life, cutting fluids, types of work holding, magnetic chuck, universal chuck, etc. Clearance, interference, fits. Again, I've got a list of those on the website. Last question, question eight, is a mixture of bits and pieces of everything on there. Mechanisms could be rack and pinion, bevel gears, cam and followers, to describe a circuit, given a circuit, and describe what goes on in that circuit. Also limits and fits, different types of gauges, go and no-go gauges, height gauges. Again, like the metalwork, the engineering, remember, you've got 50% of it done already, 25 for a practical and 25 for a project. So, you know, you're halfway there as it is. Answer question one. Make sure you don't forget that question one, A and B, the specialist topic, and any other four questions. Also, please draw your diagrams in pencil and label them nice and clearly. You could draw a diagram, a nice simple diagram, and label it and be able to answer your question very clearly rather than write maybe half a page of, you know, jimble-jabble rubble.
Rubbish, you know, is the nice word, rubbish, exactly. Yeah, let's be plain speaking here.
Your diagram could explain all of that in a nice,
picture
quick,
says a
diagram.
Thousand words.
Absolutely.
Do your diagram.
But please, pencil.
Pencil and space. Anne-Marie, yes, as ever, just a joy. I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds fantastic.
Just keep talking.
Keep that chucking and that churning going. Listen, thanks a million for
best
joining
of luck
us.
Thanks to everybody in the subjects.
6-0-6. 6-0-6.